The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Sticking with music, we're also joined by one of the finalists in the RTE Choice Awards, Sarah Corcoran of Pillow Queens. Despite the name, they're not ones to lie down defeated during a pandemic. They're the ultimate double jobbers, I suppose, holding down day jobs while releasing their debut album. And it has received huge attention and rave reviews from, among others, James Corden.
Pillow Queens are here on the show. Pam, Sarah, it's so great to see you. Thank you for making time for us. We are so excited that you're here. Your debut album, In Waiting, got released in September. It was named one of the best Irish albums of 2020. I'm going to say I think it's one of the best albums of 2020.
Well, Sarah, you're very welcome to the programme. James Corden, to say he was a fan was an understatement. He was gushing. He was nearly tongue-tied talking to you.
Yeah, it was incredible because I think we thought it was a prank until it actually went live on air. So when he came on air and said he's a fan of us, we were like, brilliant, we're doing something right.
And did he contact you or the team contact you to set it up? That would have had to have happened.
Yeah, the team emailed us just before Christmas and they said, James is a fan, he wants to have you on the show. And we kind of, again, didn't really believe it until we were face to face with him on a Zoom call and we had sent over the footage. And yeah, turns out he's a fan. He'd read about us somewhere in a ones to watch guide somewhere and he wanted to have us on the show.
Well, to be on CBS Late Late Show across America and to have such a testimony from James Corden is fantastic for the band. In ordinary times, are you really frustrated that you might be thinking, we probably would have been over there in the studio performing. We would have been doing a tour on the back of all this. It must be frustrating.
You know what it is? It absolutely is. And I think for a band that really we think we thrive in a live environment, it is sort of difficult to be doing all of this from a studio space and not kind of having that audience engagement. That is tough. But we're also painfully optimistic about all of this. Maybe in another world where the pandemic wasn't happening, we would have been too nervous to perform properly over in a studio in LA because we still are. We just released our debut album in September. We're still quite in the early days of being a band. So to kind of go directly from a stage here in Dublin to playing on CBS maybe would have been too much nerves for us.
And also to go perhaps from James Corden and CBS to your day jobs. You all have day jobs.
Yeah.
What do you work at, Sarah?
Well, I do kind of freelancy bits. I'm working in advertising at the moment. I've worked in tech. I've worked in cinemas. I've done all sorts. And the girls work in housing, retail. Pam's got temp jobs as well.
And it's incredible then, in that context and the context of the pandemic, that you produced this album, released it yourselves and got it out there to huge critical acclaim, I suppose at a time when most of us are just trying to get through the day and feeling pretty miserable about things.
Yeah, but to be honest, the distraction was really welcome. We hadn't anticipated releasing the album ourselves. We had meetings set up in South by Southwest. We were meant to play last year in Austin. We'd meetings with labels and bookers set up, but of course that didn't go ahead. So it was either we shelf the album or we decide to do it ourselves. And we kind of had that headspace available, so we just put it into setting our own record label up and then releasing the album and doing all the pushing of it ourselves. And it was great.
You make it sound very easy.
It wasn't easy. It was great. It was very enjoyable. But I mean, it was, you know, at the end of the day, if you've done something that you can kind of cross off a list and think, OK, yeah, we've done a good job of that, then you feel better about your day.
And is it really difficult, given where everything is at now? We're talking about vaccines and logistics and hope on the horizon, but it's still on the horizon for you to plan. I mean, are you looking at putting in place some gigs for later in the year or do you just write that off? What do you do?
Well, we have dates set up. We had initially planned on playing an Irish tour February, March. We've pushed those back to August now. We have UK dates for the beginning of the summer, which we're going to push back as well, I imagine. So everything that we book, we're kind of booking with contingency dates as well, just so we don't have to ever cancel anything, because I think that would just really mean we'd lose hope. And I don't think we want to do that at all. We're really excited to get gigging. We haven't had a proper gig since we even finished recording the album. So we have a lot to do. We have a lot to show.
Is it very difficult to get together? I mean, you can keep in contact with each other on Zoom and all of that. But in the level 5 lockdown, that must be very frustrating as well.
Yeah, it's tough because we're writing a lot individually and we're trying to get together to write album number two. But yeah, actually getting together in the same room is proving really difficult.
So do you think James Corden will fly you to LA maybe next year and have you on?
He left us with an open invite. So yeah, I hope so. I hope we can do that.
I noticed he mentioned that at the very end. Well, I'm sure and I've no doubt that will happen. Sarah Corcoran of Pillow Queens, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.